First of all, a warm welcome to Rabbi Schreier. It's always a great schluss to have you back with us at the Shir. Today's Divrei Torah should be Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Schreier's mother, Chaya Rivka Bas Rab Moshe Nassan. She should have a aliyah from our Divrei Torah this afternoon. So there's a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says a story about Rav Kahana. The Rav Kahana got sick, and the Talmidim in the Yeshiva decided to send somebody. They decided to send Rabbi Shua Bereder Rav Idi to check up on Rav Kahana and see what was happening. So the Gemara says they send him and they inform him that they want him to let them know what's doing back at the home of Rav Kahana. He goes to Rav Kahana's house, he comes back and he finds out, Asa Ashkechei Denaf Nafshe, he realizes that Rav Kahana's life was taken. He realizes Rav Kahana is no longer alive. So he rips Kriya and he comes back to the yeshiva and they ask him, does that mean, is this an indication that Rav Kahana passed away? Is that why you rip Kriya? And he says, Ana lo kamina. I'm not going to tell you what I saw there. He just hinted to them by the fact that he ripped Kriya. Why did he not want to share the bad news? Because he quoted a pasuk in Mishlei, Umotzi diba huksil. Somebody who shares negative, unfortunate, depressing information is a fool. That's what the pasuk says in Mishlei, and therefore he says, even though I went to Rav Kahana, and even though that's why I was sent to go to Rav Kahana to see what was doing, I'm not going to give you back the report of what I saw, because somebody who shares bad news is considered to be a fool. The Gemara says not only in Pesachim on Daf Gimel, but also in Yuma on Daf Ayin Zayin, the same story, that the Malach Gabriel was asked by the Ribono Shel Olam himself to carry out a shlichus on behalf of God, and that was to throw Gachalei Eish on top of Yerushalayim. God was angry about something, and he decided Yerushalayim has to be destroyed, and that was Gabriel's job. So Gabriel comes back after he's finished doing the job that he was asked to do, and he says, I did what I was supposed to do. I did my job. I burned up Yerushalayim. I threw the Gachalei Eish. And they responded to him, Ein Meshivin Ala Kalkoli. You don't share news like that with us. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Motzi Diba Huksil. Somebody who chooses to share such terrible, depressing information is considered a fool. And the Gemara calls Gavriel, the Malach, a fool for sharing that information, because you had a job to do. You should have just done it. And you shouldn't have said anything about whether or not the job was done. There's a medrash in Parsha Shlach, a medrash Tanchuma, which says the very same idea. In Parsha Shlach, we have the story of the Meraglim, Shlach Lecha Anashim, and the Torah tells us how these men were chosen to go to seek out the land to see what's doing in Eretz Yisrael. These were the greatest of the great. We think about the Meraglim, they say, oh, how, what a terrible avera they did, but think about the fact that these Meraglim were the leaders of the generation, the Nesiim. So there the Pasuk says, Shlach Lecha Anashim, and the Medrash comments on that, Hadohu Dechsiv, Mikzei Raglayim Chamas Shoseh, Shaleach Dvarim Biyad Kisil. You sent the words in the hand of those who are foolish. So the Medrash comments, why are you calling the Meraglim Kisilim? Why are you calling them fools? What did they do wrong? These were people who were brilliant men. Not only that, the Torah tells us whenever it says Anashim, it means Anashim Chashuvim. It means very special people. And here it says Shlach Lecha Anashim. So how do you turn around and call them Ksilim? How do you call them fools? You call them Anashim in the same sentence. So the Medrash goes on to say, you know why? Because Nikru Ksilim Shehutsiyo Dibas Aretz, because they came back and said a negative report about the land. Somebody who walks around and says negative things and gives people negative and depressing and unfortunate information is called a fool. We don't consider that person to be a smart person. This is what the Vilna Gaon points out in his Sefer Adaris Eliyahu, very interesting comment on the Gemara in Brachos. The last parak in Brachos, the Gemara talks about many different brachos that we're supposed to make on different occasions when different strange things happen during the year. So the Vilna Gaon points out that the Gemara says, Al besuras tovos, when a person hears a good besura, you should say, Hatova ha-metav, or shechayanu. And you hear a shmua ra, you say, Dayan ha-emes. So the Vilna Gaon picks up on the lashon, on the terminology. Why does it say, when you hear a besura tova, you say, Hatova ha-metav, but when you hear a shmua ra, you say, Dayan ha-emes. Why don't you say, a besura tova and a besura ra? Why isn't it the same term? So says the Vilna Gaon, the answer is very simple. A besura tova is because when you hear a good news, someone has a mazel tov, someone has a child, someone got married, something good happens, we call each other up, we share the information, we're very happy. That's what you call a besura tova. I'm calling you to share the good information. On that, the Gemara says you make hatova hametiv. On a shmua ra, says the Vilna Gaon, nobody would ever share the information that somebody passed away, that somebody lost a child, that something terrible happened, that something unfortunate is going on, and therefore it's just a shmua. When you hear a bad rumor, when you hear something that nobody told you, but it's just a supposition that somebody's talking about it, people are supposing that this is what happened, people are rumoring that that's what's going on, Not that you heard it firsthand from somebody, but that's when you make the bracha of Dayan HaEmes, because nobody in the right mind would ever share such horrible information. That's the premise that the Vilna Gaon works with, and that's why he explains the Gemara changes the terminology between hearing something good, which is a besura tova, which you hear directly, and when you hear something unfortunate, which is a shmua ra, which you just hear by rumor, because nobody really talks about it. So why is it that you're not supposed to share negative information? What's the reason for that? So Rashi on the Gemara comments, the reason why is because we're concerned if somebody was a healthy person up until now, and now all of a sudden you're going to go to their child and say to them, oh, by the way, your father just passed away, your mother just passed away, sister, brother, something, they're going to be so startled, they're going to be so taken aback, they might faint, Rashi says. Yimaher yavinu shelo yavinu maher v'yetze libam. They're going to faint, they're going to have a heart attack, it's going to impact them negatively by hearing the information, and it's going to be so surprising. So therefore you break it to them by hinting. You rip your garments, maybe you show them, that's the way that they can understand on their own, to break the news to them a little bit, and that's why Rashi says, the Gemara tells us not to share negative information, because you never know what it's going to do to a person, how it's going to affect them when they hear that news. And Rashi writes on Chumash the same idea. Rashi writes on Chumash the same comment, when it says by the story of the Akedah. So we're told that the news was broken to Avram Avinu very slowly. Kachna es bincha, es yechidcha, asher ahavta es yitzchak. Why did God keep hinting to him and say, I want you to take your child, one of your children, the one which you love? Why does he keep going through a conversation? Why don't you just tell him, take your son Yitzchak and bring him as an ola? Rashi writes over there also because God didn't want to break the bad news to him, so to speak, bad news, the very unfortunate story that was about to happen, that he's going to lose his child. If you'd break it to him in 1 second, Avram Avinu is going to faint. He's not going to be able to handle that news. So God decides to give it to him a little bit slowly. He breaks in the news little piece by piece, and this way he's able to handle the news that he's hearing. So that's the idea that Rashi quotes, why we don't share bad news in direct conversation with other people. That's the interpretation Rashi has. I saw a very beautiful insight of one of the contemporary Svarim writes, a very beautiful insight, and that is the following. We know that the Pasuk says, what makes a human being greater than an animal? Human beings can think, an animal can also think, many of them. Human beings can have families, an animal can also have a family. Human beings can eat, an animal can also eat. So what's special about us? So it says that we have the koach hadibur, ruach memalala, the fact that we have the opportunity to speak, to communicate, that's what makes us special. So the Sefer wrote that perhaps this is the reason why motzi diba huksil. What highlights a human being over an animal is the fact that we know to speak. That's our greatest virtue, that's our greatest thing that we have over any other part of the creation, that we're able to speak. And therefore we assume a person who has chachma, a person who has something wise to share, will highlight the fact that they're a human being by sharing thought with other people. What greater way of expressing your humanity than doing that, than sharing wisdom with others? However, somebody who has nothing good to share with anybody else also wants to highlight the fact that you're a human being. You also want to highlight the fact, I'm not an animal! So you want to scream to the rooftops and let everybody know, I'm not an animal! So what are you going to do? You have nothing wise to share, you have nothing chachma-oriented to share with other people, no wisdom to give somebody else, no insight. What am I going to do? I'm going to go around and share a good juicy piece of Lashon Hara, a good juicy piece of some unfortunate situation. I just saw there was an accident outside, I just heard this and this passed away. You want to make yourself feel important, you want to make yourself feel like you're a human being. But that highlights the fact that you're a ksil, you have nothing else to talk about. You're a fool, you have nothing else to share with other people. The only thing you can share is some silly news that's not really important, or even if it is important, but that's all you're worth, that's all your contribution is going to be to other human beings, that's all you communicate about, and therefore maybe that's why the Gemara says, motzi diba hu ksil, commenting on that Mishnah, on that Pasuk in Mishnah, that somebody who chooses to speak about this chatter, this nonsense, this kind of news about information that's negative, that's unfortunate, that's depressing, we consider that person to be a fool because they're not highlighting their humanity in any insightful way, in any way that gives wisdom to other people. So what difference does this make that the Gemara says somebody who shares unfortunate information is considered to be a ksil? So what? So you're a fool. What's the big deal? So I'll be a fool. So the Rishonim write, in Moed Katan, the Rishonim write, that based on this, we have no obligation to share the news that somebody died with other people. So if let's say we know that somebody passes away, there's no reason to tell others. So you'll say, well, maybe there's no reason to tell others, but what about the family members? What about the children? They have to sit Shiva, they have to have Shloshim, they have to do Yud Beis Chodesh. They're supposed to be doing all different things. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you'll be surprised, but the Shulchan Aruch says, in Yeredeya Hilchos Avelos, Misha Meis Lo Meis V'lo Nodalo, somebody whose relative passes away and you don't inform him, Ein chove sheyomer lo. You have no obligation to tell them. Afilu al aviv al imo. Even if a person loses a parent and you happen to be the doctor who knew about it, you were taking care of them all the years, there is no obligation to tell them, even though the child is supposed to be sitting Shiva, even though the child is supposed to be Noeg Avelus, they're supposed to be commemorating the memory of their parents. No, you have no obligation, says the Shulchan Aruch, to tell them. And on that, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you choose to go ahead and tell them, you are exactly what the Gemara says, you are the Ksil. You are the fool. There's no reason to share that information with a person. So the Rama qualifies that a little bit. He says, well, when it's a child of parents, then the children are supposed to say Kaddish. So it's not really right to withhold that information, because now you're taking away a schus from the parents that the children will be able to say Kaddish on their behalf, and they will be able to help them and get a schus. So therefore the Rama says, our practice is, when it's a child, we should go ahead and share the information. But outside of that, the Maram Shik and others write, there's no reason to share information. So if it's a brother, a sister, any other relative, no reason to share that information, because nothing good is going to come out of it. Yeah, they're going to sit Shiva, but why should they sit Shiva? There's no reason, there's no mitzvah to go ahead and sit Shiva unless you know about the fact that there was a loss in the family. But if you don't know about it, there's no reason to go and share that information. In fact, the Pischei Tshuva there writes on Yerodea that for this reason, if somebody loses a relative on Shabbos or Yom Tov, when there's nothing they could do about it, it's not like they can arrange the funeral, it's not like they can go ahead and start writing a hesped, they can't do anything. So there's no reason to share that information on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because there's nothing that they can do right now, and therefore it's only going to take away from the Simchas Yom Tov, and there's nothing that they can add to the situation that's here. So that's basically what the Shulchan Aruch writes. The Shulchan Aruch even takes it so far as to say, if somebody doesn't know that their relative has passed away, and they are, let's say, a child of that person, and the community decides not to tell them, let's say for whatever reason, let's say you have somebody who has a heart condition, you're afraid if you tell them the parent passed away, the condition is going to deteriorate, something's going to get worse, whatever it might be. Shulchan Aruch says, in a situation like that, when you know, and that person happens not to know that they are in Avelus, Shulchan Aruch writes, you're allowed to invite them to your simchas, you're allowed to have them participate at the weddings, they're allowed to do everything like the regular person, and you are allowed to invite them, even though you're aware of the fact that they're supposed to be in Avel. Because again, there's no reason to share negative information unless there's a very good reason to do so, and something positive will come about from doing that. The Sefer Hasidim that the Achronim quote brings a proof to this, because the Pasuk says, by Yosef HaTzadik, they told him, Hinei Avicha Chole. So why did they share the information that Yaakov Avinu is sick? Why is that of relevance? Why should anybody know that Yaakov Avinu is sick? Let Yaakov Avinu be sick and forget about sharing that information. The answer is no, because there was something very important that came about from that conversation, and that was that Yosef was able to now bring his children to get blessed from the father Yaakov Avinu. All these years Yosef never came along to visit, and he never brought his children. But now he brings his children to be blessed from Yaakov Avinu. The Rashi on Chumash explains why he never brought them. But basically now he brings them along. So over there was a good reason, there was a purpose to say that. That's why the news was shared. But otherwise, there's no good reason to share that kind of information. So nowadays, why do we share the information about Levayas? Why do we send out emails? Why do we make phone calls? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that since nowadays we have such good modes of communication, and by sharing the information, we're going to have more of a kavod for the nifter. We're not just sharing the information just to yenta with each other. We're not just sharing the information to make other people feel bad. The reason we share it is because we want that the community should come and be menachem avel to the family. We want that people should come out and be mechabed the meis. We want that people should do things in memory of the nifter, and that is considered enough of itzora. It's considered enough of a good reason, and that's why we share that information nowadays. My father always likes to point out that nowadays, since we have such open lines of communication in every other area of our life, it's not always so wise not to share the information with somebody who's related to that person. So you'll say, why should I share the information with them? Well, if they're just going to be angry at you for not sharing the information, then you haven't gained anything. Obviously, that's what we would consider to be a tzorech. Nowadays, when we have internet and they can find that in so many other ways, it wouldn't be a reason to hold it back. I know that my father always says over when Rav Soloveitchik was old, so he was a cousin of Rav Moshe Feinstein, so they always used to switch off calling each other every Erev Yom Tov to wish each other good Yom Tov. And they had tremendous respect for one another. But when Rav Moshe passed away, they were concerned that if they tell Rav Soloveitchik, he's going to have a heart attack from hearing that Rav Moshe passed away. So they didn't tell him. And they didn't give him the New York Times that morning, because the New York Times covered the Levaya. So they didn't give him the paper. They hid it from him. And then the next Erev Yom Tov, Rav Soloveitchik called Rav Moshe's house, because it was Rav Moshe's turn, and he hadn't called him. So it was getting close to Yom Tov, so he called him. Rav Moshe passed away, I think, on Tainus Esther was his Levaya, or Purim time, something. Tainus Esther 86. So a month later, Pesach, he went ahead and he called. It was his turn to call. He called Rav Moshe's house and he asked, is the Gadol HaDor home? Is Rav Moshe around? And they almost fainted. Why is somebody calling for Rav Moshe? He said, it's Yashaber Soloveitchik. So they couldn't understand. And the story was that Rabbi Brander, who at the time was the gabbai, who was the shamish, he threw out the newspaper that day and they hid the information. But in the end, that's the way Rav Soloveitchik found out. He ashamed himself. He embarrassed himself by calling the house. So again, if that's what's going to happen, you have to be very careful how you decide whether or not to share negative information with others. Basically, this all leads us to the point of the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam points out that we've been talking the last couple of days about a keshes. Somebody who sees a rainbow is supposed to recite a bracha. And the keshes reminds us of the fact that God is really angry at us. God really wants to destroy the world because he feels we have gotten to a level where we are deserving of destruction. But he's zochar abris. He remembers the fact that he made a covenant with the world that he'll never again destroy it like the times that he did with the Mabul. So says the Chayei Adam, if you're outside and you see a rainbow, don't share that information. Because that is sharing a negative piece of information that has no toelus. There's no reason to share it. All you're doing is reminding other people that God is angry at us. So why should you share that piece of information? Says the Chayei Adam, Matzasi b'sefer echad shmo ne'ala mimeni. He says, I saw in a sefer, I don't remember what the name of the sefer is. She'ein lahagi l'chaveiro she'esh keses. Don't share the information that there is a rainbow outside. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Chayei Adam because it's a negative piece of information and there's no good that can come out of it. So again, there are other svarim that argue there is some good that can come out of it. Number one, you're going to have a chance to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for not destroying us. You'll make a bracha. So what's so bad about that? Number two, maybe it will lead someone to be Mahar B'tshuva. When you remind yourself of the fact that God was supposed to destroy us, and that's why there's a rainbow outside, maybe it will lead you to think some thoughts of tshuva, and that's something positive. So maybe that's enough of its orach. Again, that's a questionable assumption. I don't think most of us, when we see a rainbow, all of a sudden start being Mahar B'tshuva. Every time we hear thunder, I don't think we start thinking to ourselves, oh, God wants to destroy the world, so we better start doing tshuva. But anyway, this is the discussion that the Achronim have. It's all based on this premise, that when a bad piece of information is found out, there's no reason to share it further than those who are absolutely necessary to know it. And in fact, that's what we mentioned. The Shulchan Aruch says, in the times of old, when it was not necessary to share information of person who passed away, you don't even tell the closest relatives, you don't even tell the children, because there's no reason to do so. So the Rama says, we have the practice that we do. I remember when my grandfather was very old, so he asked us, he said, as a family, when my brother passes away, he said, my brother's very old, and I'm very old, he was already way into his 90s, he said, I don't want to know when my brother passes away, because I don't have enough koch to sit shiva. I'm not in a position where I'm able to sit shiva anymore, I'm not well. So he said, don't tell me until after the shloshim is over, and this way I won't have to sit shiva for him. Once you find out later, then the initial period of when the person passed away, then you don't have to any longer sit shiva. And that's something that he took upon himself to do as well, based on what the Shulchan Aruch says, that you don't have an obligation to share negative pieces of information with other people.